What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we don't often give away advertising on this show, but we're giving it away right now.
Yeah.
You get to call in and tell us something that you're into that may be not popular.
Yeah.
And convince us that it's cool. Or even if it is kind of popular, but you think we're not into it, convince us it's cool. Like, for example, kombucha, I know is popular, but I don't think you could get, like, I don't get it. It looks like it's a lawsuit in a bottle. Because it's like
it's fermented fruit.
Yeah, whatever's in there looks moldy. It looks like when you when you see the story on like Twitter where it's like, oh, there was a dead mouse in my Gatorade, and it's like, no, that's kombucha. Okay, no.
It's good.
Does it taste good?
It definitely has a I think it's pretty acidic, and kind of has a sour taste.
You're describing something. It's like,
but it's good.
It looks like there's death in it and it tastes like butt.
Yeah, I feel like I would just be instantly called out. If I walked in here with kombucha,
sure.
People would be like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Like, and anyone who've never even met me, they'd be like, put that down. Get the Mountain Dew. Like, you're not fooling anyone, buddy.
But I'm going to tell you this. In the convince us it's cool category, you actually pulled it off. You harped on bidets for so long. That I broke when I was, because Amazon was like, I was buying new toilet seats and Amazon was like, do you want to add this on there? And I was like,
you know what? Sure.
Damn it.
Yeah.
And now I'm about to get all tushy up on this. I think I'm going to put them on every toilet in my house.
Yeah. Yes. Nice. Yes. You can never go back.
But it's hard to convince. As you know, we've talked about this because we were doing the poop blog on the show. I just want other people who are at my house. I'm just, hey, just go. And they won't. They're like, ew, I'm not going to, no.
Yeah, I don't understand the aversion to it. It's
the water didn't come from my butt earlier.
Right, right.
It's new water. It's like, ooh, I don't want your water on my butt.
I know, exactly. I don't get it. It's so frustrating because it is life-changing. And I feel like I've seen the light and I'm trying to tell other people and they just fall on deaf ears.
So that's a great example of something. Let's get the phone number. If you have something you can convince us that it's cool and we maybe buy into it, we'll just buy into everything today. What do you convince us it's cool?
You know what? Deal.
Okay.
Not kombucha.
303-222-5423. You can text in. You can call in.
I have off-air talked to you guys about how I have started ballroom dancing again, and I want you guys to do it so bad. I want you guys to take lessons.
Hack will do it. I'm not going
to
do it.
I would do it, yeah, for sure.
I see how to...
Do they have bidets there?
Oh, my God.
They don't, but I will talk to them about it.
I'll bring my own.
They have Gatorade, the squirty, like the... Harry will just meet you in the bathroom. What's the difference?
I would absolutely do it. That'd be fun.
Because, the ones that I'm doing, they're rhythm. So it's like cha-cha, rumba, swing, bolero, mambo. I used to do it a lot back in the day. I used to compete. And so I picked it up again. And I think you guys would love it.
Why would I love it?
Because you get to touch a female. You get to hold one.
She can't run away.
You're paying her to
How
be there.
How much am I paying her to not run away?
It depends.
No,
because it is.
You.
In all seriousness, it is fun, and like
I suck so bad at it, and I get really self conscious.
That surprises me with you being a musician and like knowing how to count music.
That's exactly why I'm bad at it.
Because you're over focused.
Everyone else, like the country two step.
yeah.
is like one,
well,
two forward
weird.
And one back. How many is that?
One, three.
Two forward and one back.
Three.
And you do that over a four beat. Tell me how that works.
Because
the one back is kind of a weird skip. And it's like, I've had women go like, come on, we're Grizzly Rose.
Is it not
come
quarter, quarter, half?
Huh?
Is it not quarter, quarter, half?
It's kind of like a little shot. And then I'm just in my head.
Well, the
I'm
other like, ones are easier.
We're counting three. One, two, three. I'm like, over four? No, that doesn't work. I get it. It's me. It's my problem. When everyone else learned to dance, I was on stage.
So, oh, you're playing for them?
Yes.
Mm. Well, these other dances are like 4-4. They're much easier.
I'd still be uncomfortable, and I
say we do it.
Yeah, I'm absolutely in, especially like the bachata and stuff like that, like because my wife's Puerto Rican.
Isn't that the foamy stuff in the back of the, like at convenience stores?
What?
It's the white foamy milk stuff.
Horchata?
Horchata. Yes.
Isn't that what you just said?
No.
What did you just say?
Bachata.
Bachata.
Oh, that's the hot Italian cheese with the...
What?
Oh, burrata.
No, yeah.
Oh, isn't that the 80s detective with a parrot for a sidekick? Oh, that was Beretta.
Mm, okay.
I'm over here making
all right,
references.
You're not invited.
Let me just say this.
We'll start with the Macarena for you.
See, I just, yeah, okay. I will come watch you guys, but I don't think I can participate. I've even had one of our, he's a good friend of the show. He's friends with, I don't want to say all the people he's friends with, and he teaches dance.
No way.
And he taught, he took me out on the dance floor and tried for hours. And he's like, he teaches dance. He can teach toddlers. He can teach elderly. And he eventually he was just sort of gave me that pat
helpless.
On the head. And he was like,
you're benched, bud.
He was like, yeah, it was nothing. What else do you have? Do you have one?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like the upgrades I've made in my life. The biggest thing I've got just leather gloves. And I would,
you're going to convince us that leather gloves are
cool? Yeah, instead of like
all
the
right,
big
Michael Jackson,
instead of the big bulky ones, you know, for the winter, get some leather
like
ones.
Like OJ gloves?
Kind of, yeah.
Fit.
Kind of, yeah. But
are they still warm though?
They're still warm, but you can still drive easier. You can use your phone.
Driving in leather gloves makes me feel very vomitous.
Why?
I don't know. It's a cool guy thing with the knuckles cut out. And it's like,
oh, no, the knuckles aren't cut out. No.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying.
But they're less bulky in your pockets. So like that was my biggest thing whenever I had the big bulky gloves. I wouldn't bring them because I'm like, I don't want them in my pocket all day. And now the leather gloves, they just slide in real nice. Would be my, they're okay. Cool.
I have a weird one, but it is kind of an advertisement. I like the newest thing of everything.
Yes.
Like new phone comes out, I buy it. New iWatch, I already have a great one. I get another one.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to have it. My furnace wasn't doing great. And so I talked to my guys at Steel Bros and they're like, we'll come in, we'll do whatever. And they convinced me. And I have to be honest, I love Steel Bros and I trust them. But in the back of my mind, I thought they were like, I thought they were messing with me. I got rid of my furnace and air conditioner and they put in something called a heat pump.
Heat pump.
Huh. I'm not here for Steel Bros. I'm here for me. This damn thing, instead of pulling gas to heat your house, I don't understand how it works. I'm just trying to convince you it works. It's like, it's some Bryant Air is the company and Steel Bros put it in and it's heating my house as good or if not better than it ever did. And my heating bills are like,
really?
Because it's not using gas anymore. It'll use gas if it gets really. I don't understand it. That's
what
why
does
I can't
it use?
Genuinely. And in the summer, I don't have an AC. The heat pump, does it? And they said my bills will go down in the summer too. I don't get it, but I'm like, I'm here to convince you to get a heat pump. And if you're gonna do it, get it from Bryant and Steel Bros.
Okay,
you don't have, but you should, because they're
okay.
Awesome. But
I've just been wearing my leather gloves in the house, keep warm. So I'll call them.
Convince us. That it's cool. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're giving you the opportunity to convince us things are cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I just talked about, by the way, I'm sorry. I just have to, I was trying to talk everybody into a heat pump.
Uh-huh.
And the dudes at Steel Bros just tried to explain it to me via text.
Oh, no.
It says your air conditioner runs in reverse. Instead of cooling your house, your air conditioner is heating your house.
Okay, but how?
Now I know even less. There's something my brother tried to explain it to me where they like drill rods into the earth and like just under the permafrost, the earth is warm in the winter, so it like pulls the heat. Doesn't matter.
Would you guys ever play pickleball? I'm moving on. I'm sorry.
No, I have to. We're not moving on because that was mine. Yours was about ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
And the first call is jumping on your team. Although,
are they in a plane?
While landing the space shuttle. Amy?
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to congratulate Aaron for going back to that because I don't think anybody, I don't think of it as being cool anymore, but I think it's pretty awesome.
To go ballroom dancing?
Yeah.
Like what decade do you think it is?
I'm a former teacher.
When does ballroom dancing come in handy?
Okay.
I mean, if you go social dancing, sure. But like, I don't know, I feel like it can also just help build confidence.
It's, you know what it's going to do for me? The exact opposite.
I don't think so.
It's going to... Thank you for the call, Amy. We're going to let the space shuttle land itself. Could anybody hear anything? She seems awesome. But like, all I'm saying is...
Space is cool.
Do you think... I don't know how to say this, but like, convince us is cool. Ballroom dancing, great. I understand the concept for somebody who can kind of dance. And then they go in, they're like, wow, I can actually dance. Like, I could go on with the Derek Ho or whatever. I'm like, Huff, sure. And then like, is it really?
Yes.
Ugh. And like put a rose in my mouth and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But like somebody like me, it's like saying, soccer, why don't you come to basketball camp? Obviously.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm terrible on my way in. I'm not going to leave there going, well, at least now I have confidence. I'm going to have considerably less confidence going into something that I have no business doing.
I beg to differ.
Yeah, I think dancing, especially you do have the rhythm in you. It's just we gotta crack it loose somehow.
But also, we
just have to cross your mental block. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you the other thing?
Yeah.
Erin ruined it for me 100%.
Why?
Because she said, plus I'll get to touch a girl, which I never get to do.
Okay.
So then it's, yeah. I'm not going to be thinking about dancing. Kiki.
Yeah.
Convince us that it's cool.
Okay. Buckle up, because this is going to be the nerdiest answer you get this whole session.
Okay.
But it's a process. It's called participatory budgeting.
Oh, my God.
And it's a new method of governing and decision-making where people get to spend their own taxpayer dollars and build things for their cities. And many countries across the world have it. The U.S. has been slow to adopt, but Denver has a program. And it sounds boring and dense, but it's really cool, and it's very, very important.
So instead of taxes, we can just participate in what we want to participate in?
I mean, it's a very small drop in the bucket. So in Denver, the budget's like $1.7 billion. Denver has budgeted $3 million. But yeah, people decide the ideas, they vote on them, and whatever the people vote on, the city goes out and actually constructs. Mm-hmm.
You were right. That is the nerdiest thing we're going to hear.
But it will save democracy. It gets people engaged.
No, I agree. I love it.
Government.
I'm in. I will participatory budget before I will dance.
Come on.
No, ¿por qué no los dos?
Okay.
We're gonna
as long as you're down to do
an event at a dance hall, and you can do both.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you at the dancing budget party, Kiki. What apps do you serve at a participatory ballroom? Oh, my God. Ellen's on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. If she says the word, Ellen?
Yeah.
Convince us is cool, but you better not say it.
I'm going to say it.
No, you're not. Don't say it, Ellen. Don't.
Slacker may think he doesn't need a cat, but Drunk Mike would love it.
Oh, that's
Ellen,
a good angle,
like
actually.
Drunk Mike might like a little pee in his life. Okay, tell us why. Because cats are the most... I love my dog, Moxie. Moxie tries to dig a hole in the... comforter to get underneath me. She wants to be a part of me while we sleep.
So
whereas
cute.
A cat's like, how do I kill this person and get all the food?
No, the cat wants to snuggle with you too.
No, they don't.
Sometimes they want to make biscuits. It is really cute when they do that.
No.
Yeah, and then if Moxie and the cat become friends, there's something so cute about the interspecies friendships, you know?
Ellen?
Yes.
If we set up a participatory,
budget,
ballroom dancing, adopt a cat thing. Will you come?
Oh, sure.
Let's
Great.
Go.
We're not doing it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.